You're listening to DraftKings Network.
As you now know, and as you let me know in ways more cruel than polite, I was a meandering, yammering mess last week. LaMarcus Aldridge.
Awful.
I cost us the game, even though we clearly won the game, by being a ball hog with the show you love and I love, it would appear, in just about equal measure. I did this even as our show is the most shared space in the history of this arena. I did this after hearing your breathing on my neck for a full year, as we tried to figure out how to recreate our chemistry while learning what Zoom and a pandemic were, and you complained that the show had jumped the shark. A complaint we've only been hearing for about 20 years now, but this time felt a lot more real because of what has been pressing against us for more than 12 months. I did this because I was a tired jumble of joy and resentment, wanting both to take a victory lap 3 decades in the making, and hissing with the pandemic I'm marching in the streets anger I've muzzled for almost 2 years while sitting in the middle of a Miami and a Florida and an America gone totally insane. Had to sit out moderating Joe Biden and a panel of Cuban Americans days before that election. Had to quietly watch as Jorge Masvidal and Dana White campaigned for Trump. Had to sit out China and human rights, as if the renting of my father's accent for televised Hispanic purposes is the same as buying the entirety of his son's voice. And then had to build a business during a pandemic when I don't have any conquering CEO in me. Had to build the plane while it was in the sky, and had to call in reinforcements from any friend and family member I've ever had to do it. So, it was a lot. I was trying to explain all that to you last week, to share the view from this Miami show's mountaintop with you, but I stumbled over what was at once a finish line and a starting point, because I wanted to peacock preen in the faces of everyone who never supported us right, from calling us sissy boy radio when we dared to do it differently almost 2 decades ago, all the way to where and when and how we jumped scared and without a question off the safest platform of all sports platforms, the worldwide leader in sports, fairy tale Disney, lost as our safety net. We had already won. We were already free and dumb. We've always won, but the public losses of the last 2 years, losing an hour of our show, losing the local hour in Miami, losing our affiliation with 790 The Ticket, it all got in the way of the joy and made a fun show something less than that. So before we get started on a new week and a new dawn, I do want to share how much love and warmth and Ted Lasso there is in this sports story for the discerning among you who have made so much of this journey with us and make up the stickiest and most loyal fan base ever seen in this space outside of Howard Stern. Romy showed you he came by to genuflect and board the pirate ship. He knows how hard these are to build. You helped us build it, free and dumb, this audience. You listening to this right now, whether you're from 17 years ago or 17 minutes ago, we knew you'd find us, we just knew it. And that is confidence in ourselves, yeah, our aesthetic and our rebellion and our attitude and our creativity. But it's not possible without the confidence in you to be the pickiest and most discerning and most loyal and most critical fan base any show in the history of entertainment would die eating a pepper to have. I told you months ago in this space, still burning under Disney's umbrella in the shadows of Disney's shade, told you through Shane Bacalata and Tim Jerns and Mike Schur and Adam McKay and Harry the Horse and the greatest voice actor of this generation, that we could make this creative jump after that summer. Yeah, I know, you're tired of hearing me call it that summer. I know. You, okay? Seriously, you with no fries on the side. We knew the support we had was zealous and valuable and real. SiriusXM thought so too. We could have been an heir apparent to Stern until we realized that we didn't need a legacy media partner because you had made us the legacy media partner. We had the audience. We didn't have to lend it or rent it to anyone else, just Ron McGill's animals and Tom Haberstroh's mom and Kate Fagan's dad. And we weren't going to let anyone put a price on that and put you behind a wall. You aren't a credit card to us. And now, it would appear, you never will be. No matter how often you think we've jumped the shark or I've hijacked the show with one of my sermons. That's why I was sobbing in the chair for 10 minutes right before we started 24 straight hours of freedom, because I knew what was at my back and at my side and wide open out in front of us. I was overwhelmed with gratitude, as high as I've ever been professionally after what had been the most difficult stretch of my professional career. I was so profoundly grateful that we had arrived at something authentic and free and authentically free. It was, as I said, a finish line, and a starting point. That's what you felt off me last week as I yammered, defiant and delighted and delirious. I felt a bit like Dandy Dufresne, crawling through the shit to come out clean on the other side. The death of newspapers, the death of terrestrial radio, the death of commercial television. We had survived it all, and surfboard spaceship landed in the YouTube world of young people with a DraftKings giant now as support at our back, looking for us to lead in sports into the golden age of streaming content. We can do all sorts of fun and crazy shit from here. We can do music festivals or Moss Miamis, and Mike can be DJing and Juju can be performing while Peepo reports live. We can tour college campuses. We can pop up with a live broadcast to hang out with you on a lonely Wednesday night to watch a game. We can possibly, and I'm not promising this yet, go back to doing 5 live shows a week now that we have our footing, more freedom, and more people. We'll be testing all this stuff in coming months so we can be the best version of ourselves. I hope you noticed that about our Petri dish at ESPN, that Mina and Pablo and Dom and Bo and Amin and the rest were the best and most authentic and weirdest, funniest, smartest version of themselves when they were laughing with us in the Petri dish. What you heard last week, for better or worse, was real and human and authentic, which is what we always aspire to be. My tone gets in the way, as you know. My need to greefeet can derail our beloved hijinks, as you know. My desire to always talk about the heavy societal stuff can divide, as you know. But this is the part that maybe you don't know that I was trying to express to those who got the show even before this one began 17 years ago. Back to when I was just the awkward Cuban kid Miami raised and let loose all loud and fat into the sports arena he had no access to as an athlete. What I was trying to tell you, and what I somehow failed to tell you, is how moving I find this story that I've tried to share with Miami all along, since back when I divided people into camps by writing about sports instead of talking about them. What I was trying to tell you is what is probably redundant by now if you've followed us this far. Thank you, is all I should have said. Thank you.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.